Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now the two big sports stories for Boston fans this morning. The first, Big Papi, David Ortiz, recovering after he was shot at a bar in the Dominican Republic last night. The other, the Bruins forcing a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. For a look at both of these stories, we're joined this morning by WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning.
So tell us what we know this morning about the Big Papi shooting.
Well, reports coming out of the Dominican Republic say that Ortiz was shot in the back with the bullet coming through his abdomen. I've seen footage of the incident, and Ortiz was shot at close range while sitting at a table at a club in Santo Domingo. As soon as he's shot, you see him fall off his chair and to the ground. He was driven to a nearby clinic where he underwent surgery. Early this morning, Ortiz's father said that Big Papi was resting after surgery and that no organs were affected by the bullet. And then one of the doctors who performed the surgery appeared on Dominican television and said that Big Papi was out of danger.
Okay, out of danger, but we don't know what his prognosis is at this point.
No, they're hoping for a full recovery, anticipating a full recovery. That's what the doctor said.
And what have we heard from the Red Sox about this?
Well, they released a statement early this morning and said that Ortiz's family had confirmed the news of the shooting and that he had undergone surgery. The team also said that it was offering, quote, all available resources to help in his recovery.
Well, a huge shock for Red Sox Nation, so
yes.
We will, of course, be following this through the day today.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to the other story. The Bruins winning Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, forcing a deciding Game 7 Wednesday night. What were the keys to the victory for the Bruins last night, Shira?
Well, of course, you have to start with Tuukka Rask in goal. I feel like it's a bit redundant at this point. You keep talking about Rask and his performance in goal, but he came up with some big, big saves last night. He had a total of 28 saves, one of them actually thanks to his teammate Charlie McAvoy, who Rask calls Chuck. The puck actually went past Rask and was behind him, but McAvoy stuck his stick out and kept the puck from crossing the goal line, actually batted the puck out of midair. Here's how Rask describes that play.
Chucky hit it with his stick, and I kind of heard it. I didn't know where it was, and I figured it might be, you know, somewhere behind my back. You know, it's never a good thing for a goalie to kind of be facing the play with your back, but, you know, luckily it stayed out.
And that crazy play happened midway through the second and kept the Blues from scoring.
Chucky hit it with his stick. What about offense? The Bruins had trouble scoring back in Game 5, but that was not the case last night.
Yeah, not at all. Brad Marchand put the Bruins on the scoreboard with a 5-on-3 power play midway through the first period. And Marchand says he knew that goal gave the Bruins a lot of confidence.
It's a lot easier playing with the lead, and they play a different game when they have the lead versus when we have the lead. So it allows everyone to kind of settle in and takes the crowd out of it a little bit. But, you know, you don't want to sit on that, and we did a great job of continuing to push forward.
Okay, so now it's on to Game 7 Wednesday night at the Boston Garden. Surprisingly, it'll be the first time in franchise history that the Bruins will actually host a decisive Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. What do you think we can expect?
Well, first of all, you can sense that the team is quite excited about playing in a Game 7, but they say they're going to try to treat it as business as usual. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck.
Exactly, yeah. But here's what Coach Bruce Cassidy has to say about it.
Listen, everybody loves the Game 7, right? It's going to be great for the game of hockey. Obviously, St. Louis didn't want a Game 7, but come Wednesday, I think that, you know, everyone that enjoys hockey will be watching. It's a great stage. May the best team win.
Well, it's kind of generous of him there. The best team is the one we hope that's here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we know who he thinks is the best team. But, you know, no doubt we're in for a very, very physical game. The Blues like to play a physical brand of hockey, whether it's Game 7 or not. But now, actually, without another game this season, without the prospect of a player being suspended for a Stanley Cup final game, I think things could get even more physical. And I'll be looking out for how that develops and how the officials handle that perhaps increased physical play.
And for what Chucky can hit with his stick.
Yeah, I know. Maybe he has a future with the Red Sox.
WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.